Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doesn't sound crazy, you know, up in the mountains, a bear going into cars looking for food. What if he told you the bear wasn't a bear at all?
Opening the door and getting inside the vehicle, that is highly suspect and questionable.
It's November 14th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, a plane crashes in the Sepulveda Basin at rush hour.
There was a nearby freeway. Fortunately, they didn't try to attempt there during heavy commute.
Tense moments as a homeless encampment catches fire near the 405.
All of us, we were threatened by people who said that we needed to leave, that they also controlled the public street.
And something surfers can do to help keep the sharks away, but should they bet their lives on it?
You can fool sharks some of the times. The question is, can you fool them all the time?
It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on knxnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. This is definitely one of these only in LA stories. Four people are under arrest, accused of dressing in a bear costume and destroying the interior of their own fancy cars to get the insurance money. Security camera that gave as evidence to their insurers shows a bear breaking into a Rolls Royce, a G-Wagon, and a Mercedes sedan and tearing up the inside. But if you look closer at the video, you can see that it's actually a person in a bear suit. The next-door neighbor of two of the suspects talked with our partners at KCAL News.
That's amazing. I never would have never thought of that. I mean, that's pretty far out there. But, hey, you know, whatever works. But, I mean, if they found the bear suit.
Yeah, it didn't work for them. The police found that bear costume with the claws in one of the suspects' homes in Lake Arrowhead. The insurance company consulted with a biologist from Fish and Game to make sure that their suspicions were correct. An insurance fraud investigator says his industry has a lot of tools to catch criminals, but, you know, looking into bear behavior was a new one.
Insurance investigators are trained extensively to detect fraud, not only human factor detecting fraud, as well as now there's AI, and we got all kinds of cross-referencing.
In this case, it was very suspicious to them that the bear would open the car door and get inside the vehicle. Three guys from Glendale turned in these claims, totaling more than $140,000 to the Rolls and the two Mercedes-Benz. CHP says a woman from Valley Village was also arrested in the case, all charged with insurance fraud and conspiracy. Now, a really, really awful story. A newborn baby is dead, apparently thrown out of a fifth-story window on Skid Row and was found in an alley.
This was supposedly a newborn baby. It happened at a homeless housing building in Skid Row off San Pedro and 6th Street. A source close to the investigation told me that it actually started around 2:30 in the morning when a woman who was staying at the center called paramedics saying she was bleeding. She was taken to the hospital. Then at 5:30 in the morning, janitors were cleaning up outside in an alley when they discovered the newborn baby. LAPD tells me that they got a call. People were trying to do CPR on the baby, revive it. The fire department told me, though, They showed up on scene and declared the baby dead. The medical examiner hasn't posted anything about the death, so we don't know how old the baby was, if it's a boy or a girl. It's unclear if the woman has been arrested or if there's another suspect. The LAPD's child abuse unit is investigating.
That's Emily Valdez with the details from Skid Row. We sent Craig Figner out to the Sepulveda Basin when we got word in the middle of rush hour that a plane had crashed there. The upshot of this story is that two people were somehow able to walk away after the plane ended up upside down. Here's L.A. City Fire Captain Eric Scott. He says it happened around 7 o'clock in the morning.
There's no fire when we got here. There was no extrication. We had two adult patients, one male, one female, that were able to walk away from this.
Well, that is always good news. The plane is upside down. I see it right there.
Definitely not what they had planned this morning. A hard landing in a dirt patch near the dam in Sepulveda Basin area. There was a nearby freeway. Fortunately, they didn't try to attempt there during heavy commute, but there was a significant hard landing enough to turn that airplane completely upside down upon our arrival.
Yeah, we don't know what caused that plane to go down yet. While Craig was in the valley, he stopped by a fire at a homeless encampment near the 405 in Van Nuys, and it turned into a pretty tense standoff with firefighters and members of the media.
As encampments go, this is huge. It's built up against the 405 freeway. It's just off Oxnard Street where it dead ends at the 405. And I'm looking at it. There are at least a dozen tents. Some of these are also made of maybe plywood. You could call them huts or forts. Part of this encampment caught fire about 8 o'clock this morning, and there were popping noises when L.A. City Fire responded to put the fire out. So they're telling us that instead of entering the property, in part also because there were people who live here who were aggressive, they used what they're describing as an engine-mounted turret to put the fire out, to put water on it. There were several reporters from stations across Los Angeles who also responded, dispatched here, I among them, to cover this fire. And all of us, we were threatened by people who said that we needed to leave, that they also controlled the public street in front of this encampment. And one person in foul language complained that all of this media attention was disturbing.
Aliso Canyon was the site of the worst natural gas leak in U.S. history, and they've been talking about shutting it down ever since. Well, a proposal that could lead to that shutdown is being slammed now for not going far enough. The California Public Utilities Commission is calling for an assessment every other year of gas levels, and when a certain level is reached, it could start the process. But it could take years for that to happen, if it happens at all. Here's Andrea Vega with the environmental group Food and Water Watch. She says she wants Governor Newsom to step in and get something done now.
Governor Newsom promised residents years ago that closing down Aliso Canyon was going to be a top priority for his administration. He's on his second term now as governor, and we are no closer to actually closing down Aliso Canyon.
So we asked the governor's office, and they told us there is, quote, nothing to share at this time as the proposed decision is being reviewed. The commission is set to vote on that proposal we talked about next month. Preventing shark attacks.
Think about it. It's hard for us to understand why people occasionally harm people, let alone an animal that we can't talk to.
A bright new idea. Next. Some researchers in Australia have found that attaching bright lights to objects seems to prevent sharks from wanting to go near them and attack. So should surfers put lights all over their surfboards? Will that be something they can bet their life on? A local shark expert has some thoughts on that.
The researchers discovered the lights break up the silhouette of the shark's prey, making it look less like a meal. I spoke with marine biologist Chris Lowe at the Cal State Shark Lab about it.
What I think their experiment showed is that you can fool sharks some of the times. The question is, can you fool them all the time?
And research like this has been going on for years to prevent shark attacks.
And there's really no one thing that works. You know, many of them, the electrical and chemical repellents might work 40% of the time. Something like this may only work 50 or 60% of the time. And part of the challenge is we really don't know why sharks occasionally bite people. right? So think about it. It's hard for us to understand why people occasionally harm people, let alone an animal that we can't talk to.
Lowe says if you could afford to trick out your surfboard with bright LED lights to keep sharks at bay, go for it. But don't think it's the end all to shark attacks.
That's Karen Adams, and that is the LA Local for November 14th. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Get connected, stay connected anytime, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app too, just search KNX News. Follow us there. Follow the LA Local, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get shows. We'll be there every day, and we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star rating and review. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.